All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to Insanely Chill. Today, continuing, I guess, on the music theme, I have Felix Cartel. Is it Cartel or Cartel?
I feel like I sort of say both.
Okay.
I say Felix Cartel.
Okay.
Is that, what did you say?
Cartel. I mean, because I always thought it was Cartel with an E.
Yeah, it's
and then I realized, finally, like I like looked at your last name like the last time, and I was like, "What the fuck?" I've always thought it was Cartel.
I actually changed my Instagram thing, like my name on there, to Felix Cartel, not Cartel.
But it was Cartel.
No, it never was.
Oh,
but so many people write it that way.
Yeah,
that I was like, I wonder if people are searching for me like the other.
Oh, so you put it with an E?
No, I put both now.
Oh,
so I wrote like Felix Cartel, not Cartel.
Ah,
hoping maybe I'll get some of the runoff of people that have been misspelling my name for 5 years.
That's probably good technique. I should do Cody Co with a K.
Oh, is that people spell it that
and
way?
No, not really. No. Cody with a K is like a dog's name, I feel like.
True.
Actually, Cody in general is a dog's name.
It could be Cody Co, like C-O,
yeah.
Like your company.
Yep. That's actually, yeah, that's my holding corporation. Cody Co and company.
Is it actually?
No, it's not.
It should be.
Yeah, it should be.
That's like giving like Oprah a run for her money for like best corporation names.
What's hers?
Harpo, her name backwards.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. That's crazy.
I know.
So how's it going, dude?
Good.
Yeah?
Chilling.
Well, what's up? Where are you from? You're from Canada.
Yeah, I'm from Vancouver.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. Have you been there?
Yes, I have been there. I'm from Calgary.
Oh, yeah. You were just in Whistler, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you from Calgary?
Yeah, I'm from Calgary.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Why? I love Calgary. I mean, I don't love it, but...
It's like fun place to make fun of, though.
Mm-hmm.
No, but not as bad as Edmonton.
Yeah, no. Edmonton is the easiest place to make fun of.
Calgary is like way above Edmonton.
Yeah.
No offense to people from Edmonton.
No, you can offend them. It's okay.
You're from Edmonton.
I know.
I don't care.
I feel like there's a really good indie music scene in Edmonton, and like that's pretty much it, I think.
Well, the last time I was in Edmonton, it was weird because I feel like even in Edmonton, people hate on parts of Edmonton.
Yeah.
I'm like, even you guys are divided.
Yeah, it's
like
kind of true.
I played a show on the west side, and they're like, oh, yeah, we don't go to the west side. I'm like, it's the same city.
I feel like that's every city, though.
That's true.
You know what I mean? People kind of stick to their...
Like Hollywood, people wouldn't go downtown.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we never fucking go to like Silver Lake or whatever.
Yeah,
I've been there
true.
Twice, and I've lived here for 3 years.
Venice, people don't... Where would you go?
People don't really come here, unless you live here.
Yeah. Would you go anywhere? Like what is
Santa
it
Monica, like West LA, Culver City, but like I never
is
really
West Hollywood considered West LA?
No, West LA is like where UCLA is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still figuring it out.
Yeah. How many times have you been here?
Like 60.
Really? And you still live in Vancouver?
Yeah.
Why is that? Have you ever like wanted to move here full time?
I lived here for 4 months.
Okay.
So I did that like a summer here. I don't know. I like it. This I have a couple of reasons, but like
I'm gonna move your mic.
Yeah, all good.
Yeah, there you go.
I know like LA people hate this argument, but I do like seasons.
Yeah. Okay.
And I always hear that joke, like they're like, yeah, I like seasons too, but we skip the shitty ones.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It tripped me out that when I was here for 4 months, it didn't rain once.
Yeah.
And that like messed with my mind.
Really?
Yeah.
So you like the rain?
Not like all the time. Like it's Vancouver's too much. I agree. Like it's crazy.
Yeah.
But I like the rain once. I feel like I need the rain to like do shit. Like, oh, I got to do my laundry and shit.
Yeah. You need those days where you're just depressed so that you
exactly.
Can, like,
or like
do
you're
chores.
Like so hungover and then you're like happy it's raining.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, now I can really enjoy.
Oh, yeah. I get those days for sure.
But like here, if that happens, don't you feel like guilty? And you're like, oh, I should be outside.
I agree. It's like actually like the biggest hit to my productivity when it's sunny every single day.
Yeah.
Like in the summer, like we would like, you know, you do work until like, I don't know, like noon. And then you're like, well, it's beautiful. I'm going to go drink.
Right?
Yeah. Because I owe it to the sun.
You're like 12:30. That was a pretty good day.
Yeah, exactly.
Got up at 10.
Yeah. Solid 2 hours of work.
Yeah.
Let's go get fucked up.
Like my argument is like, this is why there's now that Obama's like, there's not really any famous people from Hawaii. Cause like, how could you do anything there?
Yeah.
Like it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, why would you have any motivation?
Yeah, it's just surfers.
It's like Bruno Mars and Obama. Those are the only two people from Hawaii that anyone knows.
Bruno Mars is from Hawaii.
Yeah.
I didn't know that at all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Harpo and Bruno Mars. That's the only information that I have.
It's a knowledgeable podcast so far. So why are you here? Just for... You have an album coming out.
Yeah, so my album comes out May 4th.
Nice.
And I'm here doing some press around that.
Okay.
Is this considered press?
Yeah, this is press, probably. I don't know. This is like probably the chillest press there is.
I prefer a chill press.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than intense press. Uh-huh. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
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 Like the
right?
Just grills,
like,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Like where, like what? Beats Radio? Were you just on that?
Yeah. But okay. That was really chill too, actually.
Okay, okay.
Because it's Anna Leno. Do you know her?
No.
She's an awesome DJ and she has a show on there as well. And yeah, she's super chill as well.
Nice.
So chill press day then.
Yeah.
For me.
Good.
Yeah, so I'm doing that and then I'm just writing music and stuff out here. Just always trying to keep
just
writing.
Sessions and stuff?
Yeah.
So how long have you been working on this album for?
Like 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's nuts. Are you pumped that it's finally coming out?
Yes. I'm like, thankful. It was so satisfying the day when I handed it in.
Really?
I'm like, oh, don't have to deal with it. Because you can work on it forever.
Yeah.
You really can.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't get to a point like where you're writing a song and you're, I mean, I just I guess relate everything to like editing or whatever.
For sure.
I'm like, I get
well,
to
I
the
think
point,
all
I
creative like, stuff is
yeah, exactly.
The same. Like
that's kind of what I'm learning slowly.
Yeah.
Like I've never been a person to like work on creative projects until I started doing this stuff.
Yeah.
And then I realized like this is.
But don't you feel like you could edit a video forever?
No. Really? I feel like I get to a point where I'm like, this is done.
Really?
Yeah. I could do another pass, but I don't feel like it gets better at that point. I just feel like I'm nitpicking. And I know very clearly when that is.
So how do you know?
But I don't know what, I think it's just practice. Yeah. Like right now when I do music, I don't get to that point.
Okay.
Because I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I could tinker with this forever and it's going to sound different every time. And I have no idea when it.
So then with video editing, what point, like how recently were you known now that like, cause when you started video editing, it must've been the same thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was probably like a year or no, sorry. I think it was probably like 2 years of doing it solid where I like finally like had a,
and how
I guess
often
like,
were you doing it like every day?
Yeah, every couple of days, every day. Yeah. And it's the same thing with programming for me as well. That was like my old career. Mm-hmm. And I would do the same thing. I would tinker with it for a while and figure out like a nice, you know, it's coding is like way more creative than I used to think now that I'm doing these things.
Yeah.
And so it was the same sort of thing. I used to write a solution in a certain way. And then I used to tinker with it. And then I eventually doing it every day for a couple of years, I could get to a point where I'm like, all right, this is done. Move on to the next thing.
For sure. I mean, I definitely... Like, I feel like I could work on something forever, but I also agree with you, like, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I could tweak things.
Yeah.
You could tweak, you know, like, small things forever.
Yeah.
But it's who are you doing it for at that point, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't change, like, the listening experience for anyone. Mm-hmm. But I do think sometimes people, like, there's a final 10% sometimes that people, like, where, like, a lot of the final magic, like, the sheen kind of comes from. And I think
doesn't that take the longest?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I always feel like the first 50% is fun, and then the second 50% is horrible.
Just work.
Yeah, because just work.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like the fun creative part, and then you're like, now it's a grind.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Because you're mixing, and do you all do all that shit? Like, mix and master all your own shit?
Yeah, I do everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. I've tried having other people mix it and stuff, and it's just like, it becomes less me, it feels like. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just hit a point where I was like, okay, I'm just going to focus really hard and get my shit better.
Right.
And I kind of, like, I had a studio in Vancouver with, do you know the label Monster Cat? Have you heard of them?
Mm,
their
name kind of rings a bell.
Anyways, they have a lot of artists that are based in Vancouver because they're one of their headquarters is based in Vancouver. And headquarters, that sounds like such a funny word.
Yeah. I just picture, like, some big fucking giant building.
Yeah, it's like evil.
People walking around with clipboards.
Yeah. Get to work. We got dance tracks. Anyways, a lot of the younger producers were in the same studio as me, like down the hall and shit. So, and I was like, they were killing it. Like, their stuff was so good. I'm like, oh man, am I like that old guy that like doesn't know how to make stuff anymore? So I just had this decision one day where I'm like, I'm going to go and just knock on their door. And I just asked one of the dudes, Haywire, actually. And I'm like, can I just like sit and watch you produce for like a day? And he's like, yeah, okay. And it was like, I think that's like such an important thing as you get older, like humble yourself and always like want to keep learning.
Yeah.
Cause you can't like accept that. Like I know older guys are like, oh yeah, I've been using the same program like the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm like, why don't like, there's so much better technology now. Like, dude, embrace it. Like, you can do it. I promise. Yeah.
And I think it even goes as far as like also listening and embracing like new genres of music and stuff too, because I've worked with some like hip hop producers who will just like, even if they don't fucking, you know, there's a lot of guys that are like, no, that this new wave, I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Right. It's not music, whatever. But a lot of, like, I worked with one of these producers, like, no, I listen to everything and I study everything just so I know.
For sure.
And he's like, and I just start producing in that style because I want to understand it.
Yeah.
And eventually I like it. And I think that's what it is. It's just,
I think it's like, yeah, it's important to take in.
And it's the same thing with new technologies and new programs and whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I always, I had a friend who, I can't even remember who it was, but he was just something like, oh, all this new music sounds like video game music. And I'm like, yeah, because was the culture that younger kids grew up on. So of course it's going to sound like that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what they're referencing. But like, you can't just be like a hater on it.
Yeah.
Like, where does that get you?
Yeah.
It's like really counterintuitive to being creative, I think.
Yeah, I totally agree. So have you been working on this album like every day for the past 2 years?
No, it's not like every, I don't know. Like, the thing is, I feel like with an album, you want to just write a lot of songs.
Okay.
Rather than like, I'm not just going to like, I'm going to write 12 songs and then those 12 songs,
I
just
right.
keep working on. It's sort of like I wrote a whole album and then I scrapped it, like the entire thing.
Really?
Yeah. So
what made you do that? You just,
I basically like sat down one day and tried to listen to I tried to put myself in this place where I'm going to listen to it and pretend I'm not me.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I just heard these songs.
Right.
And then I was like, ah, shit, I don't think I listened to these.
Like, I fucking hate all of this.
Not like hated them.
Yeah.
Like I was proud of the songwriting.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, they're good songs, but they didn't feel like cool to me or something.
Huh.
It was like I was trying to write for someone else or something. I don't know. It was weird. I felt like I was writing pop songs for another artist in a weird way or something.
Damn, that's crazy.
So I like, and it was horrible because I was like, oh God, like I have to start over. It's insane. This is insane. But it was kind of, from there, it actually became a lot easier because it was just like, it almost came down to like the question. I'm like, do I just think this is cool?
Yeah.
And then it like kind of made it, rather than like, is this song catchy enough? Is this song maybe going to work on radio? Like I sort of like stopped thinking about all those things and just sort of thought, is this cool when I listen to it?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a crazy moment to get to where you're like it's a crazy decision to make to be like,
yeah.
What, how much was it? Like a year's worth of work?
Maybe more, yeah, like a year and a half probably.
And just to be like, well, now I have to start over.
I don't know, I feel bad for like the people I wrote with and stuff. And
yeah.
Like, but I don't know, that's kind of part of the deal, I guess, of like doing this shit. Mm-hmm. You never know what anything you make with someone is going to be.
Totally.
Yeah. I feel bad for this album even because some of the songs I've had, the oldest song on this album is 5 years.
Like, no way.
Yeah.
Just sitting on a hard drive.
Yeah. And I like always knew it would come out eventually. I just didn't know when.
Uh-huh.
But like, if you have a thing that you keep coming back to after that long, like, you know, you got to put it out eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's weird. It's weird sitting on a song for that long.
Yeah. That's crazy. And why not release it as like a single or eventually, like just something along the way?
I think cause it was weird. Like it didn't feel like it could ever be like a standalone song.
Yeah.
It felt sort of, cause I think with an album, which I like, you can take chances that you wouldn't be able to if you're just putting out one song at a time.
Right.
I hate that. Like, because there's a pressure when you're putting out one song by itself,
right?
That it has to sort of, whatever, be you, and then also sort of like, I don't know. There's just like, maybe I'm overthinking it, but
no,
it feels like there's a framework that you have to follow with a single that is like, with an album, you could just, I mean, you could have an interlude on an album that's a minute and a half, and you could never do that as a single.
Right.
So there's like,
Or like a, like a vocal sketch or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey guys, here's my new single.
Yeah, like a, like the Steve Berman skit from like Eminem. He like walks into the office with the record label rep and he like grills him. Like,
oh yeah, I don't think I've heard that one.
That can't be his single.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I would
it'd
love
be hilarious
if it was.
Yeah. You know, he was fucking great at Coachella. He really was.
Yeah,
Eminem.
Good.
Yeah, it was good. It was crazy.
How did he,
it like, just was like,
I haven't watched any of the Coachella videos. So did he just like rip through the hits?
Yeah, basically. I mean, he didn't even play, like, after the show, people were like, oh, I wish he played this, I wish he played this. And I'm like, damn, he has fucking so many songs.
It's crazy.
That I know.
He probably has, he could probably play, like, 80 songs.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. That are hits, every single one.
That almost everyone could sing along to, which is pretty nuts.
And 50 Cent came out, which was, that was, for me, I was like, the crowd went insane. Like, every 20... six and up year old was like, holy fuck.
Like G-Unit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
pretty,
I remember that G-Unit
fucking cool.
era was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was like my high school era.
Yeah.
For sure.
How old are you?
31.
Okay.
I just had a birthday. That's why I was
nice.
I hesitated.
Okay. Like,
how old
I was like,
am I?
I was like, are you lying right now?
How old do I say I am? How old do we say I am for the promotion of this album?
So what's the release look like for the album?
What's the release look like?
Yeah, like what's the, you're doing press.
Yeah.
And then you release it and then you're just like, it's out there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Like, I don't really believe in like big launches.
Okay.
Especially with, I don't know. It's like, I like, it's more like a restaurant. I just want people to keep coming. I don't want people to only come on the day it comes out, I guess. So I don't know. Like sometimes I feel like with songs too, I don't, even a song that doesn't do very well the first day sometimes can end up being like your biggest song.
Yeah.
So like, I think the pressure of release day is like a thing not worth getting stressed about.
Yeah.
But that being said, I might do like a little like live stream party at home.
Okay.
Like a boiler room kind of steezy.
Nice.
Like, cause I have a studio and we have like decks set up. So I might just like invite 30 kids and like pack a room, like red cups,
that's dope.
Like Laguna Beach style.
Oh, that's dope. That's super dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like something fun and like different.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm just like touring and stuff. I have a Vegas residency this year.
Oh yeah. What's that? I was going to talk to you about that. Cause I've seen on your tour schedule, it's a bunch of Vegas shows.
It's just one show a month at Dre's.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you been?
I've been to Dre's. Yes. Yeah. I've been there.
What'd you think? Did you go at night or the day party?
At night, okay. I think. No. I think I went to the pool during the day, okay. I think. Yeah. And that's like a funny pool party.
Yeah, that's the one I played.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it was a shit ton of fun. We had a blast.
Oh, it's awesome, yeah. I think that pool is one of the, not to be biased, but probably the coolest pool in Vegas.
Yeah.
But it's just got the like Eiffel Tower in the back. That's so funny.
Yeah.
The Eiffel Tower
in Vegas. Yeah.
It's just a good vibe.
What's Vegas like, I guess, now playing as a electronic DJ with the rise of hip hop and everything? Like, what do you play when you're doing a pool party?
I feel like there like used to be a pressure to play more commercial, and now I feel like no one gives a shit as much anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like dance music is just mainstream now. So like, you don't have to like worry about like top 40 as much like you used to.
Yeah.
I think there was a while where it was like, people be like, yo, play more vocals.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I feel like now, like, I've heard Diplo say that there's only a few, like, electronic DJs now that can, like, hold down, like, residencies in Vegas. And the rest is, like, hip-hop people.
For sure. I think those are, like, I mean, I'm just doing, like, a pool party. So he's got, those are the guys that have, you know, the massive, like, Hakkasan residencies.
Right.
So I think that's different. And maybe, like, being versatile for that stuff would make more sense.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like pool parties are kind of weird too, because it's like such a different energy too. It's not like, I don't know, people are just chilling.
Yeah.
So.
For sure.
I don't know. It's like, I think you got to play what you like and maybe just throw in like a Cardi B acapella once.
Yeah. Exactly. That'll get anyone.
Yeah. Or
lit.
whoever is the current flavor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She's everywhere. It's like,
dude,
her publicist or whatever is crushing.
Her fucking album sold like 250,000 copies first week. I couldn't believe that shit.
See, I weirdly think, not that I compare them politically at all, but she's like, feels like Trump to me a little bit.
Really?
In
why?
The sense, because they're like both reality stars.
Oh, yeah.
And then like they've like channeled this into some sort of like legit fame.
Yeah.
But I like her a lot.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Not to get political, and I'm obviously, I don't think of them as the same
view. Yeah. Just, you want to be careful with that statement.
Yeah, I know.
Cardi B and Trump, very similar to me.
Yeah, you're going to like take that like snippet from this interview.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Felix Cartel says Cardi B and Trump are the same person. No, I just mean they've had a similar path from like weird reality star to like legitimized career.
Yeah.
But she's dope.
Like she's crazy. Yes, man.
And she's,
her stage presence that was the other show that I really, really liked.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even think I like Bodak Yellow. I don't even know any other songs. And I just, my girlfriend really likes her. So we were at the show and, she just has the most incredible stage presence and voice too.
Yeah. She's just entertaining, man.
Yeah, she really is.
Cause I actually think about that a little bit. Like a lot of artists now, it's like, when you think of like olden music, there's like a lot of like real performers.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's kind of that again.
Yeah.
You know, like you just, even when she's like just talking in between, it's so entertaining.
Yeah.
Like she's so charismatic.
Yeah.
It's mind blowing.
Yeah.
And it feels all genuine to me.
Yeah.
Like it literally feels
that's who she is. Yep. I totally agree.
And that's so rare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's it like when you go to Vegas to play a show, like one of these residencies?
Yeah.
Like I always think it's the funniest thing working in Vegas, just because Vegas to me is just like you go there for 2 days, you just
don't remember anything.
Don't remember anything, and then you just never want to go there again.
Yeah.
But you go there for work, you fly in, do the show, and then fly out right away, pretty much.
I mean, I've only done one so far this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it started in April.
Oh, because it's pool party season,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so... And I want to say that I was responsible.
Okay, yeah.
But it was my birthday the next day.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I was like, we flew in, I did the show, and then we like got into some debauchery.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
love that word, debauchery.
Yeah.
People should use that word more.
That describes Vegas pretty perfectly.
Shenanigans and debauchery.
Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah. So this time I kind of did the typical Vegas experience.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I'm going to do, like if I'll stay in the future ones. I guess it depends if I have other shows that weekend and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like play it by ear. Mm-hmm. But yeah. But I think now, like more than two nights in Vegas sounds like terrible. It sounds bad to me.
It's like scary.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. That third night, everyone's always like, really? Are we still here?
Oh, yeah. I like last time I was there, I had to go there for like something to do with work and I was there alone.
Yeah.
And I was like, I booked a flight, like the earliest one I think I could. And then on the day, I think it was at like noon or something. And on the day I was supposed to leave, I woke up like early and I was just kind of like walking around the hotel. And I was like, fuck, I'm going to check if there's an earlier flight because I just want to get out of here.
Yeah.
And I looked and there was one. It was a Southwest flight, so I was able to change it.
Yeah.
And there was one seat left. And I go to book it and someone gets it right before. Like I pressed the button and someone had just gotten it.
It's like buying tickets to Coachella. It's and like I was, the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. No. Yeah. Except, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Southwest flight.
Yeah, except it's a Southwest flight and you're stuck in fucking Vegas.
So what'd you do?
You know, just play. I just gambled and probably lost money, honestly, and just hated myself. Yeah. No, actually, you know what I did is I went to fucking CES.
Yeah.
The electronics
what's
convention.
Oh, okay.
So depressing.
What is that? I don't even know
CES
what that
is. CES is like the giant consumer electronics like thing where they just like, it's like new TV. Samsung has like a giant curved TV that's like twice as big every single year.
Like tech for home, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Awful. Just awful. Don't go to that. That's
Did you at least walk around with
advice.
A drink the whole time?
A drink?
Yeah.
You can't drink like at the convention. It's just all like old dudes in suits.
I think that's the best thing about Vegas is that you can drink.
No, it's like outside. It's like in the Vegas Convention Center, which is like downtown or whatever.
They don't follow the same rules.
No. It's not the Strip.
They're the only place that does follow rules in Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. So how long have you been doing music for? Your whole life?
I guess.
And were you raised in Vancouver?
I was, yeah. Okay. I mean, I grew up in a suburb just like 20 minutes outside of Vancouver.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I played in bands and stuff in high school that were terrible.
Okay.
Not like we weren't good or anything.
Yeah.
So don't Google that shit. I don't think you could even Google it. Maybe.
What's the name? Just out of curiosity.
There was two, but it was Dysfunctional was the first one, which is hilarious. But we were 13, so.
Okay.
Yeah. So obviously bad because of the youth.
Yeah.
And then we were in a band called Orange Orange.
Okay.
Which was like, I guess some people knew of it, but it was like we never toured outside of Vancouver.
Okay. But you did play shows.
We played shows, yeah.
And this is in high school?
Or kind of like end of high school, like maybe first year university.
Okay.
And then we broke up like after first year university because we were all at different schools. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of, from there, like, randomly, like my high school had a class called music composition, which was, this is so strange to me still. And we learned like MIDI and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. So they had like Cubase and Reason on the computers.
God damn, that's awesome. I wish that.
But everyone took it as like a joke class, like a joke elective.
Uh-huh.
Like no one ever went. Everyone skipped. Like kids would show up high all the time. It was like the joke music class, basically. Huh. And I just like loved it. I was like, oh, this is sick.
Yeah.
Because there was a mini studio and you could like book it.
That's dope.
And I would just book the studio as much as I could.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I was making just like whatever. Like dance music wasn't a thing yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was when you start making music, it's just like.
It was like reads. I was like, cool. And, yeah. Like yeah. It's sick. And then I remember. So I was like making like dumb techno songs that were horrible. And I remember one day I was walking down the hallway at school and like the like rapper guys at the school. I don't know how to describe that. Like
rapper guys.
Yeah. I don't know why I did the hand motion. Cause they had their jackets were oversized.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
They had to keep it on their shoulders.
Yeah.
I don't know. They just came up to me like this, like the stoner kids basically. And I'm like, they never talk to me. And they just come up and like, we hear you know how to make beats. And I was like, okay. Like, and
techno stuff. Yeah, sure.
And I'm like, and I'm like, it's kind of like techno stuff. And they're like, and I'm like, I guess I could slow it down. They're like, nice. We'll like come and rap. And then I like would record these guys rapping.
No way.
Yeah.
That's dope. And were like, they good?
I mean, probably. It felt good at the time. Yeah, yeah. Like 15. And I kind of felt cool because I was like hanging out. I mean, I don't know. It was weird. But
you were a hip hop producer at 15. That's crazy.
Yeah, pre SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I just kind of started doing that. And then I kind of like learned to record these kids and stuff. And we had to do like a final project for that class. And I made a rap song with like six verses of all these different kids from my school. And I actually did a verse too.
They're like, no way.
They're like, you should do a verse. And I was like, okay. So I was like, terrible. And then I put it on for like the final project, like, because at the end of the school year we all had to listen to each kid's final project. Mm-hmm. That was the thing in class, and like put it on. The teacher, like within the first 3 seconds, there's like the F word like 9 times. He's just like, yeah, I'm not allowed to play that in the class. And he's like, I'll listen to it on my own time. And then it was like, but it was fun.
You get an A?
I did, yeah. Nice. Because I took the course seriously.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And I stole all that software when I left high school.
No way, really?
Yeah. And then I just kept like working on this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of like my start into it.
That's crazy.
Super weird. Yeah.
And did you go to university for it too?
No.
Or you started just working on it?
I was doing it like on the side at university.
Okay.
So I did 3 years of university. I was like doing an English degree. Like no idea what I was doing.
Yeah.
I started, I did a semester abroad actually, mm-hmm. in Glasgow.
Okay.
And kind of around that time, I had like a few songs on MySpace. I sound so old. MySpace. Who's like, for you kids out there?
MySpace was a social network.
Yeah. MySpace is kind of like the original SoundCloud though, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was almost like you could like repost, almost was like having your top 8 friends would be like your other producer friends and shit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it was like kind of similar.
Oh, that's funny, actually.
Yeah, it's always the same kind of shit.
Yeah.
Just reinvented, right? Uh-huh. So I put a couple songs on MySpace and I had one on a blog and it kind of like did kind of well on this blog that I like. It got lots of downloads.
And by this point, how long had you been, I guess, producing?
Probably, I don't know, like 3 years or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of like just mostly through college.
Yeah.
And like I'd started with the program, but like hadn't really started making songs till I was in university.
Right. And you were making like dance
really
dance
hard
stuff?
Like electro bangers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So like my first stuff was like super, like kind of like Justice and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Like those are the guys I like idolized.
I mean, that genre was huge back then.
And like Boys Noize.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I fucking loved Boys Noize.
Yeah. So good. He's still so good.
And like, Bloody Beetroots and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I toured with them and stuff.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
Yeah. So anyway, so I did, this is so random too. When I went to Glasgow, I got like a message from, I was starting to get like a few messages from clubs of mm-hmm. people being like, can we book you? And I was like, to do what? And they're like, DJ. And I'm like, I've never DJed before. I was just like making songs. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to figure out how to DJ somehow. So I got Ableton at that point and mm-hmm. started like making a live set with Ableton.
Okay.
And then I just DJed on Ableton for the next 6 years, basically. But during that time, a kid messaged me from Glasgow and he became my like agent when I was in Glasgow.
No
and he
way.
Just started booking me shows while I was there. Sorry. Yeah, it's all good. And he was the same age as me.
And he was just like a random dude.
Totally random.
So he wasn't an actual agent. He was just like,
no, but he was like, he's like, I used to be a bouncer at some clubs. He's like, I know.
You're like, perfect.
He's like, I know every club, but I'd never had an agent. I never played shows. So I was just like, okay, like if you can book me shows, book me shows. And he did. And we, like, I played maybe like 7 or 8 shows while I was in Glasgow.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And like the third show he booked me for was opening for Justice.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Incredible.
Yeah.
So at this point where you're like, all right, this is something that I could take seriously.
But I didn't even get paid.
No way, really?
Yeah.
He probably got paid. It's like,
they paid.
Sorry, man.
They paid me.
Didn't get the money again. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they keep. It's like they never send it to me. I swear. No, they gave me like a 24 case of Heineken and I was just like sick. Because I like wanted to go to that show.
Classic college kid. Yeah.
Like I wanted to go to that show.
Get paid in beer?
Totally.
Yeah, and I can go to the show.
Totally.
Like, you can You can be in the green room with them if you want.
Because I remember I finished and then I just went out into the crowd and like watched the show. That's so hilarious. Hyped. Yeah. So I did that. And then from there.
And this is just all from the one remix on the blog.
Just,
or did
I had
you have
a few,
couple songs?
I had
on
a few
your...
things, like maybe three songs. Yeah, I don't even. It was weird. It was like blogs weren't really like. Blogs were just kind of like starting then.
Right.
Like people hadn't really like started downloading music off blogs yet. It was just like in its like infancy.
Okay.
So,
and did you have any like music theory training or anything when you were?
I mean, I like just from playing in bands and shit, but I'm right. not like, no. Like,
okay.
Like my sister is like such a classically trained like pianist.
Oh, really?
And I'm like the opposite. Hmm. I'm always like, why am I doing music? I don't know what I'm doing and you're so good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think that shit matters.
Yeah. I don't know if it does. I'm slowly realizing that. I mean, I don't know.
Especially now with all the like tech that's available.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You can just Google like, a chord progression.
That's basically what I just do.
Because at the end of the day, like taking a chord progression from another song, once you like add whatever you want over top of it, it's going to be a totally different song.
Yeah.
It's like, there's only so many chord progressions.
Yeah.
That unless you just want something that's no one's ever heard and it's terrible.
Yeah. Or just wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like there's a lot of like wrong is a word that I think is like misused in music a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes wrong is good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I see that.
I know a lot. Like, I always feel like Skrillex, the way he produced when he came out, was like no one would ever teach you that in a school.
Okay.
Like, the way he, like, made his shit sound, because it was so...
just crazy and...
Yeah, and distorted. It was, like, it was so loud and stuff. Like, no teacher would ever... He would be like, keep it low.
Yeah.
Like, give yourself lots of headroom. And he was basically like, fuck that.
Yeah.
And then that now that's almost like the style that everyone emulates. Huh. So I don't know.
That's interesting. So you started playing these shows.
Yeah.
And then eventually, like, when was, I guess, when did you start taking it seriously? Like, wow, this is like my career now, or this is like something that could become my career.
So I did, when I came back from Glasgow was half the year. And then I came back for my second semester. And then that's when I met Aoki around then.
Mm-hmm. How?
So I'd sort of become friends with Mastercraft a little bit, and
this is all through music stuff, right?
Yeah. So okay. Mastercraft found my songs on this like forum. Okay. and then he was playing it, and he sort of like gave it to a few people, and then Aoki actually sent me a MySpace message.
Really?
Yeah. And he was like, "Yo, I've been playing your song a lot," and he's like, "We should talk because I have a label called Dimmac." And that was before they had kind of like done too much dance music. They were just sort of starting to do dance music.
Gotcha. What were they doing before?
Like hardcore.
Electro.
Like shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like they were like, they put out like Block Party's first EP and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dimmac did.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because Dimmac's like, they got to be, the label's got to be over 20 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. That's like, Aoki's been on a grind, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone thinks that Aoki was just like famous all the time.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, that guy's been grinding forever.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So he kind of like started, he was like really starting to jock like my songs and stuff super hard, which is really nice of him. And he was kind of like, he hadn't blown up yet either. He was like sort of in his infancy of blowing up too. And then, so then like they signed Bloody Beetroots and stuff. And I did like a tour with them.
How was that?
Was fun. Those guys are awesome.
Are they? Yeah.
They're like two Italian dudes and they're like the nicest. Italians are so nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. They are nice.
Right?
Yeah. But I don't know. Two guys that wear like Venom masks or whatever.
I know. I'm always like, man, do you want to wear the mask all the time? I feel
Their shows just insane. Like, their music was crazy.
It was crazy.
I guess it still is. I don't know. I don't listen to it.
Because I always felt like Justice was like really loud and aggressive. And then Beetroots were like, let's times that by 10.
Yeah.
And they were crazy. I'd heard a story of him like lighting a CDJ on fire at one of their shows.
No way. That's fucking
which
awesome.
Which is so badass.
Yeah.
Because he was such a rock dude. So I was always like, that's so like, you know, like Hendrix lighting the guitar on fire. Like, fuck that. I'm going to light a CDJ on fire.
Yeah, exactly. This is a DJ version of of smashing a guitar on stage.
Totally. I'm sure the promoters love that.
Just starting a giant electrical fire. That's melted funny. Plastic everywhere. It smells like shit.
Yeah, it's like, you're welcome.
Yeah,
best show of your lives,
yeah.
Right? I mean, I'm sure they would have loved it though. The fans, anyways.
Yeah. Was there any like crazy stories from being on tour with them? Besides the lighting, the CDJ on fire.
I did a so like I did a tour with them and LA Riots.
Okay.
And Scion sponsored it, which was so weird.
Okay. You were just like driving around in Scion XPs across the country.
It was kind of like, I feel like Scion was sort of like competing with Red Bull, like who can be the cool brand that supports artists.
Okay.
Which is like, I'm on board. Like, yeah. They just, you know, paid for the tour and stuff. We did four shows, like San Fran, LA, and then Chicago and New York. And it was like two of the shows were awesome. Two were terrible because no one really knew it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just like, I don't know. I remember we played a club in New York and it had like furry rooms, like all the back rooms. And it looked like an acid trip, this club.
It was dope.
So nuts. And I was actually talking about my manager about it today. And I don't think it exists anymore, but he like knew, he's like, Club Love. I was like, yeah. What?
He's like, I've been acid there six times.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I feel like we were just, I don't know, just drinking with those guys. They introduced me to like grappa and shit.
Okay.
It was just terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible, but so good. I don't know. It was just fun.
That's dope.
It was just fun.
That's dope.
I don't feel like I have a crazy story, unfortunately.
Yeah. No.
They're just crazy on stage. Yeah. And that was crazy.
Yeah.
Because their live show was so, like the energy level was next level.
Yeah. I can't even imagine. I've always wanted to see them.
Yeah. They're awesome. Now he's like, they're almost like a rock band again now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're still dope. Yeah.
So then, yeah. So what was the progression after?
So then I kind of near the end of that school year, I booked myself like an Australia tour.
Okay.
Somehow.
You just like, what did you do? Hit up clubs in Australia?
I think one guy just messaged me from Australia and then he was like, I want to bring you out. And I was like, I'm down, but I can't just come out for one show. And he just kind of started reaching out to other cities. So we did four shows or something during my reading break.
Okay.
And then I remember I came back and I was trying to get back into schoolwork and I was just like,
yeah, how could you?
I don't care.
How often were you doing music? Like, were you working on stuff basically every day?
Like I had an essay that I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
I would like revert to working on music.
Okay.
It's like it was like my procrastination sort of.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't feel like it was every day, but a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I liked it because when I played in a band, I found it such a hassle to get everyone together. Mm-hmm. And that was like the only way you could rehearse.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I loved when we did get to rehearse, but it was like, I hated someone cancels and then it's done. And I like
thinking about it. That's why you can just do it everything yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sick.
Yeah. Do you think there's like a weird like point in like the learning curve where you start having fun? You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Like,
yeah,
there's like this just tackling like the steepness of the first thing.
Sure.
You're like, I don't even know how to make like a something sound all right.
It's like, it's kind of like reading comprehension. I think
mm-hmm.
like you got to like getting the language is so hard.
Yeah.
And that's like the grind.
Yeah.
And then one day, or it's like kind of like learning a new language. And then one day you like don't translate it anymore.
Yeah.
You just like speak that language.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's with any creative thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it seems like it doesn't seem too complicated to me, but then when I really look at that program from like pretend it's like not me and I look at it, I'm like, that looks complicated as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh
it's
yeah, for sure.
It's just,
oh
like,
yeah, definitely.
Right?
Yeah. That's yeah. I remember in college I got Ableton like four times.
Yeah.
And opened it up and be like, no, I got the other shit I got to do. And this scares the shit out of me.
But you've been doing it now, right?
Yeah. And then now it's because I finally, for some reason, got to that point.
Yeah.
Where it was like, I finally fucked around with it enough where it was like, oh, now I understand. And I can make stuff that like, you know, doesn't sound good yet, but it sounds fine.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the only thing I need to like keep doing
sure.
it. Like keep going back.
Yeah. When you get that one thing, you're like, this actually sounds like
pretty then you're decent. Like, oh, I'm going to keep making more shit.
For sure. Yeah. And I think, I don't know. It's just like, it's like anything though. Like all creative things. It's like the same with like editing and shit, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Keep grinding through that.
Yeah. That's what it's all about. It's just like keep fucking doing it.
And I feel like now
you're going to reach that point.
It's so much easier with like YouTube tutorials and shit.
Oh, yeah,
like,
dude.
I never had any of that shit.
Yeah. You didn't have any.
Yeah.
So you just had to like figure it out yourself.
Like I was lucky because I had that class in school where he taught me like the basics of how like a, you know, like an editor worked.
Right.
Right. But then after that, I mean, I only took that class twice. It's like, you know, and like,
God damn, that's like, yeah. So you just had to, I don't know what the fuck I would do without YouTube tutorials.
Yeah.
Watching somebody else do something is like the easiest way to learn
for
it.
For sure. And I think like my other big thing right now is like, there's so many samples too. Like that was a big thing for me. Like finding good drum sounds and stuff was a nightmare.
Really?
Yeah. Cause it didn't like, now it's just like everything is out there.
Yeah.
Everyone's shared everything with everyone.
I know.
So no one gives a shit anymore.
Shit, yeah.
Like back in my day.
Oh my God. How to age yourself.
Yeah, right. You know, in 1978, this is way harder. There was like a moment where I remember like Crookers were really massive.
I loved Crookers. I fucking loved their shit.
And I remember like hearing the story that like, they remixed a Soul Wax song and then got all of Soul Wax's drums because they were like in the remix package. And I was like, oh man, I'm so jealous. They have all those like sick drum sounds. And now it's like you could just Google like Soul Wax sounding drum kit. And you would be able to find it in 30 seconds. So I don't know. I'm like...
And is it so like someone along the line has to make those sounds, right? So like, is it like... I'm just wondering which producer up the chain was the one that was like the music, like the engineer good enough to be like, all right, I'm going to like... craft this kick out of whatever I think this is my sound now.
It's got to be like just I think it comes through like resampling a lot, you know, like someone took a clap and then they applied all their shit to it and then they re-exported it as their new version and then everything just gets like more popping, you know, everything's so loud now,
and
I love that. Like it's so like it used to take so much time to get the clap or the snap to sound right. And now you can just go through samples till you find the one that sounds right.
Yeah.
It's like a different way of producing a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So you did the Australia tour.
Yeah.
Came back and then.
And then after that, I just dropped out.
Okay. And then did it full time.
Yeah. And I tried. I mean, I didn't probably make, I mean, I was like making money, but I was very much breaking even. Like I was, my expenses were equal to what I was getting paid.
Yeah. You can only get paid in Heineken so many times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like, can only drink so many Heinekens until you realize, like, I also have rent.
Huh? Yeah,
yeah. I kind of like, it was fun. It was just so fun that I wasn't really like stressed about, I wasn't like thinking about money really yet. I was just like, I get to get paid for this. This is insane.
Yeah.
So, and I love traveling and I traveled a lot growing up. So I think to just, anywhere that would book me, I was like down just to go somewhere. And it was like different too. It wasn't as like it would just be like, oh, this show is at a bar. This show is at a club. And it was like a little bit of everything.
So yeah.
It was kind of like it was like the Wild West a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun.
And how was it like the scene, I guess, like coming up with like who did you come up with? It's kind of a shitty phrase. I hate that phrase, but like, was it like Steve Aoki and these people?
It was all those guys. Okay. Yeah. So like Mastercraft, I toured with them lots. I toured like Wolfgang Gartner.
Okay. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Huh. And who was his tour manager? Remember? A guy named Dane, maybe?
It wasn't Dane.
Okay.
I'm just going to bother me. He had a few.
Okay.
But yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. I just, our guy for our comedy tour that we just did, he was Wolfgang Gardner's tour manager.
Oh, really?
For a little bit, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did he have any crazy stories?
No, not really. I was just kind of like, what was it like touring with like a big EDM dude? I don't know. He just was like, I don't know, festivals are cool. What's it like playing a festival?
It's fun.
Yeah. What's the craziest show you've ever had?
I don't know. Like festivals are obviously amazing because it's just a lot of people and that's always crazy, but I feel like just the weird ones are the ones that I remember more. Like I played an after party for a festival in Gothenburg in Sweden.
Okay.
And it was at the Modern Art Museum at night.
What?
And they covered all the paintings with black curtains. And
no
then
way.
It was like in the hallway of the museum. And then everyone like raved up the stairs, like the massive like marble staircase in this museum, the Modern Art Museum in Gothenburg.
That's sick.
And I was like, this is crazy. And I like asked the promoter, he's like, yeah, we only get the license to do one show here a year. And so like everyone loves it.
That's so dope.
Yeah. And I just like an experience like that. I'm just like, I don't even know what this is.
Yeah.
Or that this kind of thing existed. So like those are the ones that I remember the
totally.
Most. And I also did a show in Kenya.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
I want to say like 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
And then I think like that one sort of really hit me because it was just like a place that would never even come up as like, I hope I play in Kenya one day. Yeah. Not like I mean, I'd love to play everywhere, but I just never really thought of like something like that being possible.
Yeah.
And I, when I was there, I just felt like the kids at the show, like obviously people don't tour there very often. Mm-hmm. So like,
so they liked the show.
They were just so stoked. And I felt like, it almost felt like everyone was sober just to like fully enjoy the experience.
Really?
Yeah. And it just felt really cool. Like everyone was like, I'm like, ah, oh, man, these kids are like just really hyped to dance tonight and like have a good time.
That's super dope.
Yeah. And I was like smoking like hookah with them after and stuff.
No way.
Yeah, just like chilling. So fun.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Dope, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So this, what's the album called?
Next Season. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when's it come out?
May 4th.
Okay. Cool.
Nothing to do with Star Wars. I didn't realize that until I posted it.
May the 4th
for the first time.
Be with you or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's,
are you into Star Wars?
No, not really. I know I'm going to get some hate for that.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I'm not into it either.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't dislike it.
Yeah. I'm not, no, like, neither.
I'm not against it.
Yeah.
It's like oatmeal for me.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. every time I watch a Star Wars movie, usually on a plane, I'm like, yeah, this is good. I like this. But it's never been like an obsession for me.
Have you seen
or
them all? Are you like caught up?
No, I haven't seen the most recent one.
Yeah.
I just watched one before that.
Someone was like, you haven't seen all eight? I'm like, there's eight? Or like whatever. I thought there was like five of them or something.
No, there's way more than eight, isn't
there? There's three original ones.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then there was like episode one. And
oh,
then,
it's okay.
And then I stopped caring.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that one was dope though. I remember
like
that.
The very first kind of like
episode one?
Yeah. That was with like Jar Jar Binks and shit, right?
Anakin.
Yeah, yeah.
With the pod racers.
Yeah.
Dude.
That shit was lit.
Yeah.
Man, I gotta go fucking watch Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly. May 4th.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Next Season.
Next Season.
Yeah.
What is your, like, I guess, like, your, what do you do when you start a song?
Like, how do I start a song?
Yeah.
I mean, I, as like a dance, I feel like I want to stress that I'm like also sort of like a songwriter a little bit. Cause like, I feel like a lot of dance producers, they'll just like make the beat, send it to someone and then get a vocal back.
Okay.
And like, not really give a shit what the vocal is about.
Yeah.
Whereas I like really like to write the lyrics like with the singers. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So, and I pretty much wrote every song on the album. I mean, no, I did write every song on the album that way, except for one that we did over Skype, so we didn't get to get in the studio together. But I don't know. I basically, like, this is like my general process, is I'll just like come up with a chord progression, like something really simple on piano, and then I just have like a notes folder on my phone of like lyrical ideas or like Instagram captions that I've liked or like just random shit that
okay.
I've seen on the internet. And I'm like, that's a cool phrase. Like maybe we can write a song about like that concept.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. Cause I always feel like you kind of like, if you get like a phrase
that
seems like cool, that's like a good starting point.
You can like build something.
Totally.
You need like something as a starting point. Like because whatever like, the fuck it is, a word,
like,
a phrase.
It's always like, yeah, it's might loosely be about love or like whatever the fuck it ends up being about. But like, I sometimes think it's just like, however you like put it, if you put it in an interesting way, like that's like how you do good songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's like hearing something that you understand and then like didn't think of like, oh, I like how he put it that way.
Yeah.
Like that's like good lyric writing to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard. It's a hard thing to like think about though.
No, it's cool.
You just want to like vibe. I basically just like, my other big thing is when I'm in the studio with the songwriter, like the other songwriter who's usually the vocalist, I just try to like really understand like what their vibe is.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's usually people I'm like fans of their catalog or whatever.
Okay.
And then I'm just like, okay, like what do I like about them? Let's try and like accentuate that as much as possible.
How do you find
singers?
Yeah.
Just like it's a multitude of ways. Like honestly, a lot of times I just like tweet at them.
Really?
Yeah.
Or find them on Instagram or whatever.
Yeah. I've like
a lot of shit happens like that now.
Yeah. And then sometimes I've done things where I've just like offered to remix them for free.
Okay.
Just to like sort of like prove myself to them in a weird way. So
they'll just send you vocals and
I'll be like, hey, I want to remix your song for free. And that's like easier now because I have like a following.
Yeah.
So they're like kind of like a free remix that like will probably get some plays.
Yeah.
But then from there I can kind of like have a bit of a relationship. That hopefully like will go into something more as a collaboration. But not always. Sometimes I just down to remix it. It's not always like a chess move, you know?
And when you're remixing, I guess like with a vocal.
Yeah.
How much do you work like around the vocal? Like where you're like, are you building the song around the vocal? Or are you more like, all right, I'm going to take the key that this is in, build a song and slice up the vocal and make it crazy. And
yeah, I think, I mean, I could pitch the vocal if I want.
Oh yeah. Right.
Sometimes I'll do it a little bit, but I usually try to like respect what the original vocal sounds like.
Right. Right.
Just cause like that's my style.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, like what I do a lot is, like if the song is in like a major key, I'll like write it in like the relative minor key.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the same notes, but it's like sadder or something, mm-hmm. or vice versa.
Yeah.
Right. That's sort of like a starting point that I like a lot to do. Just cause I feel like it's like a reimagining of the song,
but yeah.
Like I tend to write in minor keys and a lot of songs are in major keys. So it sort of like makes it sound like me really quickly.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I don't know. Remixing is fun though. Just cause it's just nice working with like a vocal that's like professionally recorded.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just don't have to worry about yeah. any of like the,
yeah. Like you could literally just put keys behind something. It and you're yeah. just like, it already sounds
yeah,
pretty
yeah,
sick.
You're like, all right, I'm going to release this.
Yeah, exactly. Which a lot of people do.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I believe that 100%.
But I don't know. Remixing's fun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to start doing that more.
You should.
Remixing.
Honestly,
shit.
Like downloading like full stems for songs. Like
yeah.
You can get remix stems.
Yeah.
That's a great way to learn because
yeah.
you sort of like see, because you can just lay them all out and be like, oh, this is what makes up a song.
Yeah.
And then you're like, become aware of like what elements you need to sort of like fill things out.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta say, like, that's kind of like the way, I guess, in the past couple weeks I've learned the most is, like, I've just downloaded, like, full Ableton project files
yeah.
from dubstep songs.
Yeah.
And be like, this is how this shit is
totally.
Done.
Totally. Yeah.
And it's really, like, I mean, yeah, it's like a lot of fucking automation going on and shit like that.
Yeah.
But it's like, for the most part, it's like, oh, like, it's just easier to see it laid out. You're like, this isn't just a giant, overwhelming thing. This
no.
is, like, just small pieces
yeah.
and put them together and it makes.
Yeah. And it's just like separate into chunks. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's just anything is daunting if you look at it as a whole. But if you like start to just be like, I'm going to work on the bass and the kick drum today.
Yeah.
And like, it's just, it's like minimizing it. Like you don't want to like, so I'm sure it's the same with like video editing. You like don't want to start doing effects after you've like, haven't like laid out the video.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
Right? You like,
yeah.
if you try to do everything at once, it's going to be a mess.
Yeah. And then like you just do it more and you
yeah.
establish your workflow.
Totally.
And then you can jump around once you.
Yeah.
Right. But like once you have your like workflow and you know, like kind of what you stick by.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's just any creative thing. That's the biggest thing that I'm learning, I guess, with everything.
And also, I think not getting too caught up on like if you're using the right workflow.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like some people I know that make the best stuff are like, I'm like, your shit is a mess.
Yeah.
so
yeah,
disorganized.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, hey, it sounds good.
Yeah.
So same with like different programs and shit too. Like everyone's like, oh, use like Ableton. I use Logic. And like, which one's the best? Which one should I use? And I'm like, honestly, just like pick one. They all do the same shit.
They all basically do the
they
same
do.
Shit. What do you use though? Ableton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cause that's
yeah.
obviously
yeah.
the best.
Yeah. Well, Ableton's the best one.
Shout out Ableton. You guys going to send me 8 for free. Wait, is it 8 now or 9?
No, it's 10.
10?
Yeah,
oh my
Ableton
God.
Ableton 10's out now.
God
right?
damn it.
Yeah.
I don't even know
10.
The
I'm
shit
sure.
that I'm using.
Yeah. We were just talking about using new versions of stuff and you're like, what? It's on Ableton 3.
Yeah.
Any advice to those out there pursuing music right now in college and remixing shit? And
I don't know. Just, I'd say like try and, I mean, don't get caught up on that shit. Like mm-hmm. what DAW you're using or like VSTs. Honestly, like this is my big thing now is like restrictions I think are really important when mm-hmm. you work on shit. So like don't download like 80 VSTs.
Yeah.
Cause then you'll just not know any of them.
Yeah.
Like honestly, even VSTs, like most of them do very similar things.
Mm-hmm.
So just pick one and like figure it out really well rather
yeah.
than like knowing 10 of them half,
yeah.
half as well.
I think that's great advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
and
just,
I'm going to do that as well.
And then just kind of like try to make shit that's like weirder. Cause I feel like if you try to like imitate everything that's happening, it's like easier to get lost in them.
Yeah.
Clutter.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then just be yourself.
Yeah.
Be yourself.
Yeah. That's the most important thing. And have fun, you know?
You should have fun though.
Yeah.
If it's not fun, then you probably shouldn't do it at all.
Yeah.
Cause it's one of those jobs that should be fun.
Yep.
I forget to have fun sometimes.
Do you?
A little bit. You?
Yeah, a little bit sometimes.
I watch your YouTube show and it looks like you never have fun.
Ever. Ever.
Yeah,
I hate everything.
There's an underlying anger and sadness there that I feel like a lot of people don't see. I see right through your shit.
That's fun for me, is making fun of things. That's like how I
yeah.
have fun, for sure.
Making fun of shit is, that's the like
yeah.
the joy. It's like, have you ever seen Annie Hall?
No.
There's like a scene where there is a as a couple and they just watch people in the park and he just makes fun of them.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, that's life. That's my shit. That's what right life there. That's like all I need in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you do it on a global platform.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. Cool, man.
Yeah. I don't know.
Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. May 4th.
Yeah.
The album.
Yeah.
Next and any shows coming up or anything?
Just my Vegas thing, which my next one's May 13th on Mother's Day. It's a
dope.
Great way to celebrate
pool
Mother's
party.
Day.
Yeah, yeah. Head to the pool and just fucking wild out with your mother.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm doing some festivals this summer, but I don't think there's any in California. I think a couple in Canada, Winnipeg. You want to Winnipeg?
That place so much.
You love Winnipeg.
That's the worst. That's what we should have said at the beginning. Is that Winnipeg is the worst city?
Canadian cities.
If we did, Winnipeg will be very, very last.
No, I'm gonna counter your argument this because
where
I actually think Winnipeg has really attractive girls and it's a hidden gem.
Okay.
Huh. And so I was talking to my friend about this in like Topshop or something. And the girl who worked there, she's like, I can tell you why Winnipeag has the hot girls. And I was like, okay, like this is
first of all, why are you listening to my conversation? Yeah. Second of all, go for it.
I'm like, whatever you're about to say is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
She's like, that's where all of Scandinavia immigrated to.
Oh.
So she's like, and Scandinavian tricks, like Swedish girls are always really hot. And I'm like, that's true.
I think that definitely makes sense.
And I was like, damn, I was expecting some like weird ass answer. That was like...
Yeah, it's like scientific.
Yeah, that was like
very
weird,
accurate.
That was like weirdly logical.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me break it down to you sociologically here.
No, I think I'm going to put maybe like Regina.
Yeah, Regina's bad.
Yeah. This is where like all the American people have now tuned out. They're like, well, I don't know what language they're speaking.
Yeah, they're like, sounds like vagina. I don't know. It's a city. What?
Michael Bublé hosted the Junos Awards in Vancouver, and he said, last time it was in Regina, which rhymes with fun, and that was his opening joke.
That's fun.
And I was like, edgy, that's Bublé.
That's
edgy.
Funny. I like that one.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
I don't know. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. Twitter, Instagram, Felix Cartal. Cartale.
Just Felix Cartal.
Felix Cartal,
like,
on everything.
I pronounce it awkwardly.
Yeah.
Now, just to stress that it's AL.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, it's Felix Cartal on everything.
Dope.
Yeah.
Thanks, cool, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.